Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Everything must be held loosely. I'll never forget Corrie Ten Boom saying to me, Chuck, I've learned to hold everything loosely because when I grip it tightly, it hurts when the Father pries my fingers loose and takes him from me. I have a friend who was called into the work of the missionary world. And because it called him overseas, he and his family found it necessary to move all of their family and as many of their possessions as they could beyond these shores. And he tells me the story when he says, we packed everything we could in barrels and we shipped those ahead. And then we put all of our possessions that were a part of our trip into our station wagon. And it was full all the way up to the top of the windows. And on the way to the place where they would meet their ship to be on their way overseas, they stopped for a bit of reprieve and a bite to eat. And while they were inside, a thief came, broke into their station wagon, and took everything except the car. Nice of him to leave the car, wasn't it? Only thing we had, he said, were the things on our back, the clothing we owned. When asked about it later, he said, well, you know, I had to face the fact that I was holding real tight to the things in that car. And the Lord simply turned my hand over and slapped it. And out came everything that was in that car. And it all became a part of the Father's possessions. What are you holding on to? What are you gripping tightly? Some image, some name you're trying to live up to, some job? Some objective? Nothing wrong with having goals and objectives. Something wrong when they possess us. Some person? Some possession? Let it go. Or it's in first place. Those are the things the Gentiles seek. You can't serve those things and your Lord in His kingdom. Once you have given them to the Lord, who knows? He may turn right around and pour them back on you, or He may keep them from you at a safe distance and just every once in a while let you enjoy a few. But they'll all be added to you from His hand rather than from your own. Some of you are on the corporate ladder and you're working your way up. You're admired by your peers and you're a hard, diligent worker. If that corporate position is the God of your life, then something terrible dies when that occurs. If the corporate position is simply a part of God's plan and you keep it in perspective, you can handle that just as you can handle the promotion. It all depends on who's first and what's first. If you wonder how exacting this business really is, turn to Colossians 1. I was interested in reading in my study that the Talmud says, man is born with his hands clenched. He dies with them wide open. Entering life, he desires to grasp everything, leaving the world, all he possessed has slipped away. Colossians 1 will help you when things begin to slip away because it'll put things into perspective for you. Remember, you have only one coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you can only spend it once.
Your priorities reveal what's important to you. What's number one in your life? What dominates your thoughts, your dreams, your ambitions, your finances, your time? Whatever is in first place, if it isn't Christ and His kingdom, it's in the wrong place. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Priorities, Determining What Comes First, was copyrighted in 1986, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2015 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.